Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come
aboard. Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday to you, boys and girls. One question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
That's all that really matters. Thanks so much for joining us here on the DA Show. We come to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Coming up this hour here on the show, will the Sixers be stopped? They take a 3-1 series lead. Joel Embiid is a man amongst boys. And how about what Ben Simmons is doing in his first postseason? Triple-double. And the Sixers are a win away from winning their first round series against the Miami Heat. Also, the potential number one draft pick in Thursday's NFL draft, USC quarterback Sam Darnold is going to join us in studio this hour, 35 minutes from now. So stay right there. Listen to Sam in studio with us coming up. Also, you can watch him in studio with us by going to watchda.com. The digital simulcast is always cooking. So go there. That's mobile friendly. It's good on your phone. It's good on your mobile device, your tablet, your laptop, your PC, your smart TV, whatever it is that you watch the web on, you can watch this show on. Go to watchda.com. The Spurs were down 3-0. They didn't have their head coach. They don't have their best player dead to rights. We saw what happened. The Spurs had given good efforts, really, in all three games at different intervals, the first three, but too much Warriors. Not enough firepower for San Antonio. No Kawhi Leonard. And then an impassioned, emotional effort in the first three quarters in game number three at home. Home crowd, Greg Popovich out dealing with the passing of his wife after a lengthy illness, but just too much Warriors. And so Golden State gets the first three. No team's ever come back from down 3-0 in NBA playoff history. And this was game, said, match, say goodnight now. I hate cliches, but sometimes they work. And the old cliche, never underestimate the heart of a champion, comes into play here. Because the San Antonio Spurs will not go quietly into the night. They don't have nearly enough talent to topple the Warriors, even when Golden State is without Steph Curry. But boy, they got guts. And without Pop again on the sidelines in game number four, they had a turn-back-the-clock night from Manu Ginobili. And the Spurs, behind some shooting from LaMarcus Aldridge, where it was, that's not going in. Oh, wait, that did go in. Bank off glass, three-pointer. LaMarcus Aldridge goes for 22-10. And the Spurs fight off elimination, winning 103-90. I respect what the Warriors have accomplished. Don't get me wrong. I really have. And while I've taken my shots at them over the years because of their Papa Shot style of basketball, and how I think that they have been overly in your face about their success, specifically on the floor, I don't really get along with all their trash talking and Steph Curry pantomiming, pulling his pants down on the floor last year of the NBA Finals and this and that. I respect certainly what they've accomplished. They've gone to 3 straight NBA finals. They've won 2 of them. They hold the record for all-time regular season wins in 1 season. They've got pretty much guaranteed 2 future Hall of Famers on this roster, KD and Steph Curry. I think Steve Kerr is an amazing head coach. Obviously, there's a long road still to be great for Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, so it's impossible not to respect what they've built there and they're winning. But there's a part of the Warriors' success that has just been too easy. And you know it's been too easy because Steve Kerr keeps saying things to wake up his club. He keeps poking them in the chest and saying, guys, wake up. And that's when you know it's in many ways a bit of an unfair accumulation of talent. When a team cannot really even play its best, have injuries beset them throughout the entire year, never be completely on the same page, and still win 58 games. And still be the 2 seed. And still kind of roll to a 3-0 series lead. Now, they caught a break here in that the Spurs don't have Kawhi Leonard. The Spurs with Kawhi Leonard as a 7 seed would have been a beast. Heck, if the Pelicans slide into the 7 instead of the 6, they would have been a beast for the Warriors. But Golden State loses a game 103-90, and you could just hear it in Steve Kerr's voice. Stuff comes too easily to Golden State.
It's a good lesson for us. Good reminder that you got to bring it. You got to play hard and smart and tough. And we'll do that on Tuesday.
You know, I really like Steve Kerr. I just think he's authentic. I think he's grounded. I think the guys respect him. I think he knows when to press buttons. He could be hard, but he's also a player's coach. Obviously, what his family went through with his father serving and dying in service. I mean, Steve Kerr has seen a lot, done a lot, been through a lot. You know, I just got a lot of respect for him. But, God, there's something really annoying about Steve Kerr having to say, we have to remember to play hard. It's the freaking playoffs. And we have to remember to play hard. Because the fact is, the Warriors don't have to play hard to win. It's this ridiculous accumulation of talent. And look, I'm not saying they don't deserve their championships because they were the best teams those years. And heck, you could argue they were the best team 2 years ago, but got bit by being down or being up 3-1 and got maybe too lax and Draymond gets suspended. But this is why the Kevin Durant addition will never feel comfortable and never feel cool, is because the Warriors don't even have to play hard. And they still rip off 60 wins, roll through playoff series, you know. So yesterday for the Spurs, turn back the clock night for Manu Ginobili. You're getting performances that, you know, really felt like an old school Spurs performance. And maybe that one was for Pop. Maybe that one was, Pop, we got your back. I don't think there's any way that they're going to come back from down 3-0. That's not going out on the ledge. They'll probably lose in Game 5 back in Oakland. But you just have to appreciate an undermanned Spurs team just kind of giving everything they got because they don't have much. Kawhi is out. Their head coach is out. They're down 3-0. And how many franchises would have rolled over yesterday? The Kawhi thing has been totally hanging over their heads. You lose your head coach. The wife of your head coach passes away. You're down 3-0 to a team that has designs of winning yet another championship. Every other team basically rolls over there. Except the Spurs. They just dig deeper. So I appreciated seeing that effort, even if that only extends their stay of execution. You know, they're probably done in 5. They'll probably lose by 18 in Oakland, and that'll be that. But I just appreciated a team going, we're not going to go down like this. It's not going to happen. And if Steph doesn't come back beginning of this next series, I mean, Kerr is still being very close to the vest. I would have to imagine he does, though, in the second round. But if he doesn't, I mean, the Pelicans do stand a chance at least of making it a series. because of that matchup with AD. Defensively, there's just nobody Golden State can really bring regularly. You could try to bring Kevin Durant because he can guard him out on the wing. He can guard him on the perimeter. He's fast. He's quick. He's tall. He's got the length of the wingspan. But AD will body him up when he needs to. So it's just a terrible matchup for just about everybody in the NBA right now with the way that AD's playing. But Steve Kerr's got to remind his guys, guys, can we play hard? Because that'd be cool. Like down the stretch, he had to tell them, I'm embarrassed by our effort. We got beat by 40. I'm embarrassed. Can we play hard? Is that too much to ask? I'm just looking to play hard. I'm just looking for effort here. That's the gluttony of riches that the Warriors have. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. If you want to jump in on the NBA playoffs, hit me up on Twitter as well, DA on CBS. Dixieland Dan tweets,
and Giancarlo Stanton hits a monster home run. Excuse me, I'm sorry, he struck out. My bad. I had the person right and the action wrong. Well, that's baseball, Susan.
David, excuse me, my bad. Elijah Young Snipes Terrell.
Jim tweet. I'm sorry, excuse me.
I got the winner wrong.
Very wrong. Coming up later on in this hour, we'll have Sam. Excuse me. We're going to have Baker Mayfield coming up on.
Baker Mayfield.
David,
not Baker Mayfield. I was right the first time. It was actually, we are going to have Sam Darnold on the show.
I got the winner wrong.
Jim also tweets in, DA, the least that Derek Jeter could have done while insulting Gumbel's intelligence would have been to send him one of those Derek Jeter gift baskets.
My bad.
I'm interested to actually see the video of, or the airing of this, I should say, with Jeter and Brian Gumbel in its entirety tomorrow on HBO Real Sports. But Jeter just comes off as unable to answer basic questions because he feels, I guess, under attack. I think the real problem here is that he is being asked out to carry orders from the owner, and so he's being the front man. He's the human shield here. He's going to take all the slings and arrows. And I think he's uncomfortable with that because it's not how he really feels. He's got to kind of speak corporate speak, toe the company line. But the problem is he did that forever in his Major League Baseball career. Ask him a question. You get a very diplomatic answer that comes right out of the cliche athlete's handbook. Why wouldn't you just keep doing that now? Why suddenly are you going to get combative? I don't get it. Coach D. Poe tweets, DA, I had to channel my inner Mraz this weekend. My university asked me to announce the men's lacrosse game, and I feel I did right by the dictator. I even had the 4 chili cheese dogs at halftime. Hashtag you need to eat like this. Hashtag it ain't easy being cheesy.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
I'm going to go ahead and assume that's 4 separate chili cheese dogs and not a 4 chili cheese dog. Like 4 types of chili on the same cheese dog. Which, let me tell you, that is such a dangerous play at halftime of a game that you're working. Believe me, I've been there. You want to just jump into some food at halftime of a game you're working. There's the media buffet. But if you've got to speak something, whether it's play-by-play, color, sideline, PA, you can't risk having a run to the restroom. You can't risk having some type of emergency hatch. You need to make sure you're in your seat. If you're writing, you're okay. But if you're speaking, you've got to be on that microphone. So let me tell you, and Mraz is out today for family, personal reasons. Unfortunately, his grandfather passed away over the weekend. So we've been certainly thinking about Mraz, keeping him in our thoughts over the weekend. But that is such an aggressive move if you are on the air, ready to do PA, four chili cheese dogs at halftime sets you up for what could be an explosive fourth quarter.
And that is the half with your Eagles up 14-0.
Cheese.
Yeah, a lot of that. A lot. When we come back here on the show, who's going to stop the Sixers? DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Make the right game plan for you. Farmers Insurance has practical insurance knowledge gained from more than 89 years of experience. Find an agent at farmers.com.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
22 minutes past the hour. Happy Monday to you, everybody. Remember that you can always watch the best of clips on our Facebook page and on YouTube. In video form, watch the DA show on YouTube. Best rants, best clips, best interviews, and everything else on YouTube. Just simply search CBS Sports Radio, and you'll see all of our clips there. And on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDA Show. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Dan in Harrisburg asks, DA, the Sixers are on a roll right now. Do you think they can make it all the way to the NBA Finals? I think they could, but they won't. Although, by the game, I believe more and more. I said going into the postseason that the Sixers are one of my favorite teams to watch play. I love the joy that they play with, but I also love the camaraderie. I love the youth, but that often plays like veterans. I love watching a young team explode because you know that you're seeing something that's only beginning, that's going to be there for a while. So the Sixers have grown this year into one of my favorite watches in the NBA. When the NBA is on, I stop and watch the Sixers. And in the postseason, they have delivered as well. Because whether it's the sharp shooting of a sniper like Dario Saric, whether it's Ben Simmons dropping a triple-double yesterday as one of the only rookies ever to do that, whether it's Joel Embiid taking off the mask, beating his chest, but in a charming way, kind of talking trash, and then throwing down monster blocks and monster dunks. This team just has an it factor. I mean, J.J. Redick has been a tremendous addition for them as well. They play well as a team. They play well together. They seem like they really like one another. And Redick says this is the best chemistry he's ever been part of on any team, which might not be saying much because he played on a lot of Clippers teams that seem to hate each other. But I just didn't think that it was realistic to ask this team to have never made the playoffs with this group and then win three playoff series. The issue, though, is that the East is completely flawed. It's a series of flawed teams. When you look in the Eastern Conference, the Toronto Raptors are the number one seed. And I thought they were past their playoff malaise. But I guess not, because they should have put the dagger in the Wizards this weekend by winning at least one in D.C., if not both, and putting a Wizards team that seemingly hates one another every other night out of its misery. Instead, they gave them both. And now the Wizards are 2-2 and have life. And at the very least for the Wizards, they're pushing this to 6 or 7, meaning the Raptors are going to have to survive a first-round series. And then the Raptors are going to get the Cavaliers and LeBron if the Cavs get through. But that's the next series. Toronto is flawed because there is still playoff woes, playoff malaise that hits Toronto. The 2 seed, the Celtics, clearly flawed because their best players are all injured. The 3 seed is the Sixers. The 4 seed is the Cavaliers. We see how flawed they are. It's LeBron and nobody else. Nobody's stepping up, at least not consistently. Your 5 seed is the Pacers. Certainly the Sixers could beat the Pacers. And then you're talking about the 6, 7, and 8 seeds, which they would all be big-time favorites of if they met against the playoffs. So with every game that they play, they just, they don't look like rookies. They don't look like young players. They don't look like a team that's never been there before. And yeah, you got to give them a shot. You have to. I think the experience of Toronto, I think the depth of Toronto, I think the ability of Toronto is going to carry them into the NBA Finals. I think. I still think they're coming out of the East, but look, the last two games have not been good for them, and the Sixers look like the best team of the Eastern Conference. There's no doubt about it. They look like it. Joel Embiid is a man on a mission, and it is so fun to watch him healthy. I just hope and pray the foot issues never come back, because I just want to see this guy's career. And you see exactly why Sam Hinkie took him number one overall, even with a foot injury. Ben Simmons dropped the triple-double yesterday. One of the only rookies ever to have a triple-double in the playoffs. The last guy? A guy you might have heard of named Magic Johnson. Maybe you know him as Irvin. That's the last time a rookie had a triple-double in the playoffs, and Ben Simmons just did that yesterday. Magic in 1980, who, by the way, you want to know just how ridiculously good Magic was, especially in those playoffs? He had five of them that year. Five triple-doubles as a rookie in the playoffs. How sick is that? But yeah, you got to give the Sixers a shot. You have to. They're great. Great to watch. In Philadelphia, basketball is fun. In Philadelphia, hockey is not. And yesterday, the Pittsburgh Penguins iced the Flyers 8-5 in Philadelphia, which led to an ugly scene at the end of Game 6. It's your epic fail.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
Penguins 8, Flyers 5. Say goodnight, Philadelphia.
And that should do it. Pittsburgh with their eighth goal of the game. The empty netter by Brian Rust.
As you might imagine, this didn't go really well in Philadelphia. This wasn't really great for the home crowd.
Still throwing debris on the ice. You hate to see that.
If you're going to embarrass Philadelphia in their house, you will get things thrown at you.
You're acting like a damn fool.
And listen to the PA announcer in Philadelphia just going, "Ugh, you people make me sick."
Okay, those of you that have been thrown, have you done it now? 2-minute bench fighter for the Flyers for delay of the game. 5:14, 58 seconds. Way to go.
That's Lou Nolan, Philadelphia's PA guy inside the arena.
Way to go.
A lot of winning can create a soft environment.
Yankee time. Pinstripe pride.
Eagles just won a championship. Villanova just won 2 in 3 years. All these good vibes, and they're still throwing stuff on the ice. So way to go.
Way to go.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
Way to go. I just love seeing Philly still hold that edge, even though they've won a whole lot. Never change. That's why we love you.
Way to go.
Way to go. Way to go. Dixieland Dan tweet, you're right, DA. You don't want to be like Joe Buck trying to go quietly in a garbage can after downing five beers at halftime, trying to call a Brett Favre touchdown, although major prop points for actually pulling that off. Is that true? That feels like it can't be true. But I like the idea of Joe Buck getting a little tipsy during a broadcast. Maybe five waters or five sodas.
Yeah, I would
sodas.
Think he's not chugging beers with Aikman. Yeah,
I would think. But everything's on the table, I suppose.
Going in the booth, very possible. Because of beer, nearly impossible.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we had a PA guy. One of our listeners is a PA guy over the weekend doing one of his high school men's lacrosse games.
Mm-hmm.
Said he ate 4 chili cheese dogs at halftime.
Dangerous.
Wanted to be like Mraz. But as a broadcaster yourself, as a man of the craft.
Yes, thank you.
The idea of eating 4 chili cheese dogs at halftime?
Terrible. I mean, really, really terrible. That's a self-trash on a weekend.
Typical American thing.
You shouldn't have any of those anywhere near being a microphone. Come on now.
When we come back here on the show, Sam Darnold scheduled to join us in studio. So you can watch that at watchda.com.
Good value, big upside.
Hey, good morning, DA. First of all, I want to pay you a compliment. I think you're the best thing in sports radio. You're so informative, and I get something out of your show every morning.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Good taste. Welcome back, DA, with you here on CBS Sports Radio. And remember, you could always listen to full episodes of the show on iTunes. So simply search DA and CBS. And you'll see full episodes of the DA show on iTunes for your listening pleasure. It's also available on our brand new refurbished website. Go to watchda.com to watch the proceedings. Also, daoncbs.com to see all the audio from every day's show if you want to catch up there. Now, our toll-free line is 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Everybody, there's a quick way you could save money switching to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance too? Get it all at geico.com. Craig tweets, what happened to the fact that you said the Sixers aren't going to the finals? Talk about changing your opinion based on how the wind blows. Well, I still said I don't think they are. I said before the playoffs began that it's far too much to ask a young team like that to win three playoff series in their first playoffs together. And I still feel that way. I was asked by a listener if I thought they had a chance. I said, yeah, they got a chance. And look how well they played since they got Embiid back. They played great with him. So they got a chance. I'd be stupid to say they don't have a chance. I don't think they're doing it. I still think it's one too many steps. And we haven't even had them close out first round. I love watching them play. I really do. Like I said before, I wax poetic about the Sixers. I love watching them. I love how they've been built. I love that they basically disrupted the entire NBA ecosystem by saying the way that we will win big is by losing big. Nobody ever wanted to admit that, and they said, we will not only admit it, but we will take it to the nth degree. It's the way to do it. The Sixers are the inconvenient truth. By losing big, they built themselves a great team. But I think it's too much too soon to ask this team to win three playoff series. That's it. And I still don't think they're going to do it. But of course they got a shot. Of course. Vince tweets in, DA, did the Pacers lose the series last night by not winning game number four? Possibly. Because the Pacers putting the Cavaliers up 3-1, or down 3-1 rather, means that the Cavaliers have to pull a magic rabbit out of the hat. I only say possibly and not definitively one way or the other because I even think the Cavaliers could have come back from down 3-1 against the Pacers. They would have gotten both Game 5 and Game 7 at home. And if the Cavs trail 3-2 and you have to win a Game 6 on the road, even had the Pacers won game number four, you couldn't count LeBron out in an elimination game against the Pacers. Indiana's a good, plucky team, but they're not unbeatable, even for this totally flawed Cavaliers team. So I don't think that they, I'll put it this way, I don't think had they won game number four, they would have definitely won the series. But certainly now you've given the Cavaliers more life. And I've always felt like the Cavs get out of the first round, probably a long series. That's exactly what's going to end up happening. The issue is Kevin Love's got to show up. Because when Kyle Korver is your second best player and you're not even playing Tristan Thompson, you've got some major issues. Sam tweets, the Pelicans have looked like the best team in the playoffs. They don't fear the Warriors. Well, I think that's cute to say. I don't necessarily believe that. The New Orleans Pelicans are getting used to winning a playoff game, let alone a playoff series. And while they looked great in the first round against the Blazers and swept through the first round, the idea that they wouldn't be somewhat intimidated by going up against a two-time NBA champion, the elite glamour team of the NBA, with all of their superstars and a crazy home court advantage, I think is a little delusional. I think Anthony Davis, evens out all these types of flaws or deficits or talent deficiencies that you might have. Because AD is playing beside, he's playing out of his mind good. And besides what we normally see from AD during the season, he's playing even at another level. So I think that they've got a shot to really muck up the playoffs against the Warriors. I think they got a shot to win a couple of games, specifically if Steph Curry doesn't play. But let's not act like the Pelicans are going to strut into this series. They can't wait to get the Warriors. They want to take them down. No, that happens as you build confidence and experience and time in the postseason. That happens when you really feel comfortable with being there, leaning on experience, leaning on having been there before and all of that. That's when you usually get the no fear thing going on with teams against certain opponents. Jason tweets, the king of flop LeBron calling out Lance Stevenson for flopping. I mean, come on, give me a break. Well, I'll tell you this. LeBron might have his own fair share of adding a little sauce onto some fouls, but nothing like Lance Stevenson. I mean, Lance is barely touching. He's falling on the ground like a Chilean soccer player. I mean, please, give me a break. Lance Stevenson is such a chump. He wants to agitate. He wants to antagonize. He wants to be the guy that gets inside your head. But it's not really being dirty because he doesn't actually play tough. He blows in your ear. He tries to wrestle you to the ground on loose balls. But he's not actually a tough guy. He's just a loose cannon. He's a nut job. I have to note that over the weekend, we had another Sundays with Sterling. John Sterling extravaganza. The voice of the Yankees. Now hosting a show on Sunday mornings before Sunday early Yankee games. And it is extraordinary to listen to.
What a nutty inning.
The man can't hear the people calling up and asking him questions. And so there's this excruciating delay in between callers and him answering them. And it is so uncomfortable and so long and so drawn out that it's become now for me must listen to radio. And
it is.
I am going to play this for you on tomorrow's show. I have to. We had so much to get to today, so many NBA postseason stories to get to, so much playoff stuff. We had to get to it. But tomorrow, I got to play for you some of this audio. I mean, John Sterling not being able to hear any of the callers that call him up to say hello, ask him questions, compliment him. It's a real thrill ride. It really is. It's a true thrill ride. It's everything I wanted and more. It's everything I could ever hope for. Guys are calling up. They're saying how much they love him. He can't hear it. Finally, he's cued from a producer. John, there's somebody on the phone. He then says, oh, hello. Then the person on the phone, the caller, doesn't know whether he's on the air or not, that he's talking over John. I mean, it's a whole situation. It really is. It's a whole entire situation. So I love every bit of it. I'm going to play for you some of the best clips of it coming up here on tomorrow's show. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised. Pleasantly surprised. So you can always tweet at us, DA on CBS. The NFL draft is coming up. Of course, on Thursday night, we will have coverage right here of the NFL draft. And it is my pleasure to have here inside the studios one of the potential number one picks of the upcoming draft, quarterback from USC, Sam Darnold, alongside, more importantly, his mom, Chris.
Much more importantly.
They're joining us here in the studio. Sam, Chris, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Great. Doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
This is so cool to have you guys here. Family affair, huh,
yes.
Chris?
Yes, it is.
How do you like the press tour?
It's amazing. And honestly, he surprised me with an early Mother's Day gift from K Jeweler.
Wow. Very nice.
I'm just kind of honored to be his mom a big time way today.
Well, let me tell you, Sam, this is what NFL executives want to hear, that you are forward thinking. You are a planner. You are getting ahead of the Mother's Day, ahead of the game, making sure you take care of the people that take care of you. Offensive linemen, wide receivers, running backs. You'll need to take care of them at the next level, obviously, like you do. Taking care of mom, K Jewelers, that's a smart man right there.
Yeah, I mean, I had to also, you know, with the draft coming up, she had to look good for the draft, so decided to get her some jewelry. But, no, it's been awesome so far. The people at K are amazing. You know, just I think for anyone with parents like mine, which don't come along very often, showing the love that they do, especially for, you know, my mom right here, it's just such a great way to show support. Because there's that unconditional love that's really unexplainable. And I think, you know, the perfect gift is a K Jewelers necklace. It's amazing. It's beautiful. All you have to do is go to K.com or any K jewelry store, in America and get it there. And it really is the perfect gift. It looks great. And I'm excited to, it's amazing.
It does look great. You know, you grew up in a place where it was part of Orange County, but a lot of people think of the beach and the pretty people and your upbringing, talking about your mom and how you grew up, is a big part of the type of person that you are. And it wasn't glitz and glamour. Your hometown was more of a blue collar area, more of a grinded out type of area. How did that affect you when people think, oh, you're just SoCal surfer boy? Do you realize, or do you think that they realize, no way, that's not how I grew up actually?
Yeah, I mean, well, I did live kind of that lifestyle. I went to the beach all the time. My friends are great surfers. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't get too into surfing. I was more of a boogie boarder, as they like to say.
Very nice.
But, no, I lived the lifestyle. But my parents, I mean, just worked their tails off. Their entire, you know, my entire childhood, they still work to this day. I mean, my dad's a plumber. She's a, you know, middle school PE teacher, which has its own. You know, it's dealing with eighth graders every single day can
Your
be pretty
challenges,
hard.
Yeah.
So no, just them showing me the ropes, how to work, and really understanding how to work hard in middle school and high school, and then continuing that when I was on my own in college at SC. It's made me the man I am today. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to do, and I'm aware of that. But they are definitely the reason for my work ethic and my success so far.
Sam Darnold joins us here in studio alongside his mother, Chris, which is so cool. You know, one of our friends of the show is Yogi Roth, and you worked alongside him this season doing a podcast. And he pointed out to us that you were really inquisitive of all the guests that you had on the show. And you guys would oftentimes have non-football people, non-sports people, people in Hollywood, people in business, and that you wanted to take something from all these guests. What was it about that, kind of being inquisitive about non-football things, that you felt you could take away from? Why was that important?
Well, first of all, I get a lot of, you know, I'm around football players all day, you know, coaches all day. I think it's really important for myself to be able to broaden my perspective a little bit and understand the type of people in not just the sports world, but in the business world, people who act in the entertainment business, understand their daily routine and how hard they work to perfect their craft, and maybe the similarities, the differences between, you know, what I do and what they do. It's really interesting to me, and I think that was, you know, a big part of the show, was just understanding how people prepare, not just for football, but also for, you know, people like yourself preparing for a huge broadcast, or you know, talking to guys like Will Ferrell and how they prepare to shoot a movie. I mean, it's insane the type of stories that, you know, he has. I was only able to talk to him for 20 minutes, but I could spend hours on end talking to him. So just really curious about, you know, all the hard work that people put into their craft, and you know, what I'm able to do to kind of replicate that, or maybe work just as hard as them.
We've only got about 30 seconds left, but you wanted to embrace potentially being the number one pick in the draft. The Cleveland Browns are on the clock, obviously. They've had some troubles at quarterback. What was important about you to vocalize embracing a challenge that might come from a city that hasn't had success in a long time?
I think it's awesome. I think it's similar to what I did at SC. I mean, SC wasn't doing too hot when I got there. And then, yeah, they had a winning record, but it wasn't the success that SC is used to. And then I was able to, alongside really great teammates and coaches, I was able to kind of win some games, go to a Pac-12 championship, win a Rose Bowl. So it's been really fun. And, you know, I was able to handle that pressure that I had this last offseason and have a pretty solid year this last year. And just really looking forward to doing that again. I think, you know, it's just, it's going to be special. And yeah, I think I'm just really looking forward to it.
Sam Darnold and his mom, Chris, here on behalf of K Jewelers. Chris, you excited about Thursday's draft?
So excited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fired up?
I'm so fired up, and it will be, I'm sure, just the culmination of a really fantastic few years.
Yeah. Here. It's exciting life for you and the family and everything, and that is so cool. It's so good to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you.
Chris and Sam Darnold joining us on behalf of K Jewelers. Remember, go to K.com, at K Jewelers on Twitter. K Jewelers is the social media handle on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube. Mother's Day is coming up. Find an unforgettable gift from K Jewelers at K.com. Thanks to the guys behind the glass. Pete the Body Bilotti, Andrew Kaplan, Dan Silverman, and Andrew Bogish. I'm DA. Be good and be good to one another. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.